BP's oil spill devastated broad swaths of the Gulf Coast. And while 5 years on, much of the region looks good as new, the recovery in some ways is just beginning. After years of legal wrangling earlier this month, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced a multi-state settlement with BP. And Restore Act funds, already flowing, appear ready to begin disbursement in earnest. But getting here wasn't easy. Gulf County Restore Coordinator Warren Yaker describes the efforts of the eight panhandle counties coming together to get their piece of the pie.
Probably 30 to 40 of us, several different times, went to D.C. with coordination from different offices, walked the halls of Congress, and when Congress couldn't pass any other legislation, we got 76 senators to support the Restore Act, sending 80% of the fine monies back to the local communities where it was affected.
Restore Act funds come from fines related to the Clean Water Act. And thanks to that lobbying, a portion of the money is being passed directly through to municipal governments. And while gaining some local control over those funds was difficult, Pensacola Republican Representative Doug Broxson says now those communities face an even greater challenge, spending it.
If one dime is spent incorrectly, if one project is politically motivated for your reelection or someone's reelection, if one area of malfeasance, we will all pay the price. But we can do it. I know we're going to do it, and we're going to do it right.
And while good old-fashioned corruption should be easy to spot and avoid, a much trickier call will be deciding what projects are worthy. Some in the business world, like Scott Luth from the Escambia County Economic Development Agency, argue the funding could be the answer to a broader regional question.
How do we make sure that we have an economy that's diverse? And that we can continue to withstand those things that may happen, whether they're natural disasters that come through or whether they're man-made disasters such as the BP that had major impacts, not only environmental, but also had economic impacts to this region.
But this contrasts with the wishes of some environmental groups. They argue the funds, based on Clean Water Act violations, should be devoted to conservation rather than boosting the economy. They also point out the settlement already includes $2 billion earmarked for economic claims. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.